progress will always come from Demos, from we the people.
Greece has made a tremendous comeback. We've worked with them very closely.
The United States recognizes only one legitimate government of the Republic of Cyprus.
Nothing can break the spirit of the Greek people.
Long live the friendship between Greece and the United States of America. Ευχαριστώ. Thank you very much.
I'm Thanos Davelis, and this is The Greek Current. Turkey is eager to capitalize on its role in the Gaza ceasefire and is now looking to have an active presence, even with troops on the ground, in a post-war Gaza. It seems President Trump also sees a role for Turkey here, something that is alarming Israel. Henri Barki, an adjunct senior fellow for Middle East Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations and the Cohen Chair in International Relations at Lehigh University, joins me to take a closer look at this story, breaking down what it means for Washington and the region. Henri, great to have you back on with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Henri, what's Erdogan really pushing for here in Gaza?
Look, this is a very important goal, ambition for Erdogan, in the sense that he's looking at a role for Turkey and, of course, for himself in Gaza in the post-war era, because he thinks this is going to A, enhance Turkey's position in the world, make Turkey much more important. I mean, he has always had this fixation about how important Turkey is and that Turkey is underappreciated, which to some extent he's right. But what he doesn't understand that he's probably the reason it's Turkey's underappreciated or Turkey doesn't play a bigger role. But nonetheless, the important thing here is that for him, this is an opportunity to move back into the Middle East, because in recent years, Turkey has been isolated. Yeah, isolated in the sense that you've had this relationship between Israel, Cyprus, Egypt, and Greece, which on an energy side, also on a political side, was designed to isolate Turkey. And also, the Arab countries in general are not very happy about Turkey's role and Turkey's activism, so to say, in the region, especially in Syria. Because now Turkey has undue influence in Syria, which, of course, it's natural given the border, given the economic relationship. But also, people forget that Turkey occupies territory of the size of Lebanon in northern Syria, and where it has imposed its own currency, its own educational system, its own internet system. So the Arab countries are very uneasy about Turkey's role. So the Gaza operation, or should we say, a role in the post-war Gaza reconstruction, especially if President Trump endorses it, is the ideal way for Turkey to get back in and to suddenly have people say, look, Turkey is important. So this is a huge opportunity for Erdogan if he plays it right.
Well, is he playing it right, at least in Washington? Because we've seen that the U.S. has been flirting with the idea of including Turkey in its post-war Gaza plans.
Well, look, you can argue that to date, he has been playing it well, because here we are talking about it, right? If he hadn't, we would not be talking about it. So by definition, yes, he has. Number two, he seems to have managed to convince Trump that he has a role to play. And to many of us, this is a real answerable or ununderstandable aspect of all of this, because given Turkey's positions on the issue, the fact that he supports Hamas and he thinks Hamas is not a terrorist organization, he did not condemn October 7th. He went after Israel. I mean, lots of people did, so it's not unusual. But the point here is that at no point did he ever blame Hamas for what has happened. On the contrary, he thinks Hamas is a liberation organization that should recognize the Palestinians at the expense of all the other Palestinian organizations, including the Palestinian Authority. And so given all of that, President Trump seems to be giving him the seal of good housekeeping and saying, Turkey should play a role. Now, this is Trump who has been explicit, and we see Vice President Vance repeating what Trump says. But we don't know what the reaction on the Hill is going to be. On the Hill, Turkey is not very popular for this reason and many other reasons, including the fact that Erdogan has been perceived as undermining American positions in general, issues about the S-400 purchase from Russia. These are the very sophisticated missiles that Turkey bought. So on the Hill, Turkey has almost no friends, very few. So how this is going to play itself out, I don't know. And Trump is the kind of guy who's very transactional. And he can push. But this is an issue over which the Hill may resist and he may abandon it. We don't know. But as it stands now, you're right, Turkey is getting ready to play a role in Gaza.
You brought up Vice President J.D. Vance, and he recently dismissed questions regarding Turkey's support for Hamas, saying that the way that we're going to get to peace, to quote him, is to focus on the future. What do you make of this? Is, in your view, is the White House willing to sweep Turkey's support for Hamas under the rug now?
At the moment, the official position, at least as the official position being Trump's position, yes. Right. We should not look at J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance just repeats everything the boss says. So I don't pay much attention to what J.D. Vance has to say, because that's likely to change from one day to another, depending on what Trump does and says. But it's the Trump position that you have to watch. Now, the Israelis are very upset about this, right? And the Israelis are pushing back.
Well, break this down for us. What's the Israeli view here?
Look, the issue here, from an Israeli perspective, is not whether Erdogan supports Hamas publicly and thinks they are a very, shall we say, benign organization. It's the fact that Turkey has supported Hamas for a very long time. Hamas has established political and institutional links in Turkey. And there is a great deal of affinity on the part of Erdogan toward Hamas that is very genuine. And we forget that Erdogan comes from a background in the 80s and the 90s, where he was essentially Necmettin Erbakan's number two, number three, and that party and Necmettin Erbakan was committed to not the destruction of Israel, but never did not buy into the legitimacy of Israel, that Israel in their mind should never have existed, and it should disappear. That's where he's coming from, right? So if you're an Israeli and you've seen the institutional building of Hamas in Turkey, even if Turkey has not given a single bullet to Hamas, which we don't know one way or the other, I have no access to that information, but there is financial, political, and institutional support. So a Turkish role in Gaza after the war, it's problematic for the Israelis because they don't trust what the Turks might be doing behind the scenes, what kind of help they might give. I mean, look, one of the things we forget here is that the two countries that have been involved in the post-war arrangements, Turkey and Qatar, which have been credited for getting Hamas to the table and so on and so forth, of the two, it's only Turkey that is interested in supporting, maintaining, and legitimizing, and I emphasize here, legitimizing Hamas. Qatar, yes, it's Muslim Brotherhood, and people have always criticized Qatar, but Qatar and the Gulfies in general do not trust Hamas. They don't necessarily want Hamas to survive, right? For them, you know, you have a war, the war has to end, you have to figure out a way. But what Erdogan is doing here, he's trying to make sure that Hamas survives. And that's what is a problem for the Israelis. Because the Israelis and most of the countries in the region, right, want a Palestinian movement and so on and so forth, but they do not want Hamas. Because Hamas is a threat to them. I mean, there's also that aspect. Hamas is radical and Hamas is uncontrollable, as we have seen. And therefore, they would rather see another Palestinian organization replace Hamas and become the negotiator. And in fact, if you think about a solution to the Israeli-Palestinian problem, forget about Bibi's and the right wing in Israel's uncompromising position, which is going to change. I mean, the Israeli public is not necessarily there. But the fact is, as long as Hamas is there, there will be no, shall we say, movement in Israel to reconcile itself. You can blame the Israelis for making huge mistakes and bringing the situation to this day. But we are today at the inflection point when it comes to the Israeli-Palestinian crisis. And maybe if there was another, shall we say, moderate, legitimate Palestinian movement emerge, then you may have a two-state solution. But as long as Hamas is there, we can forget that, right? So Turkey legitimizing and making Hamas a permanent aspect of the Palestinian political landscape ultimately is also destructive to the peace process. The paradox is that Bibi, who doesn't want a peace process, and Erdogan are on the same page on this issue.
Well, Henri, you know, you talked about how Israeli politicians and diplomats are pushing to thwart any U.S. plans for a Turkish presence in Gaza. But as you see this unfold, do you see the potential for it to complicate relations between the United States and Israel as well?
Yes. I mean, because this all depends. Again, this all depends on one person, Trump, right? It's a question of, I mean, we see so much of American policy at the moment being determined by Trump's preferences, personal preferences in some cases. Trump has some relationship with Erdogan. He likes him. He said all kinds of wonderful things about Erdogan, which most people don't understand. In the past, it may be that Erdogan has played him well. Erdogan, you know, has not criticized Trump, even though he disagrees just about with everything Trump does and says. But there's also been business relationship, which we don't know much about behind the scenes. And we've seen Bibi and Trump actually go at each other when Bibi has not wanted to follow what Trump wanted him to do. And Trump now looks at Israel as kind of as a client state or somebody he can order around, just like everybody else in the world, mind you. I mean, that's not different from the Europeans or anybody else. Trump thinks that he's a boss. The boss tells Bibi, you better accept the Turks, and Bibi doesn't. Right, that's going to create problems. Now, here again, there's a question of the Hill. That's the only place and one of the few issues over which the Hill might resist Trump and not salute and say yes, sir, as most of the rest of the administration seems to be doing these days. But yeah, it has a potential of complicating, and you can also see, given the problems within the Republican Party with, shall we say, anti-Semitism, pro-Nazism, and stuff like that, this is also an issue that may further enliven that or give opportunities for these people to use this issue. Ah, look, Bibi, after all Trump has done for Bibi, he's not accepting Trump's recommendations, and therefore, no, dot, 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 dot. So it has lots of potential, yes, of complicating relations.
Henri, it's always great chatting. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Taking us to our headlines for the day, Greece faces a tense race to secure nearly 1 billion euros in agricultural subsidies before year end as the government navigates negotiations with the European Commission over reforms to the country's farm support system. This week, Greece is set to submit a reform plan for OPEKEPE, the country's farm payments agency, to Brussels. European Commissioner Christoph Hansen will review the plan on Friday, paving the way for implementation. Finally, Cyprus is grappling with a severe and prolonged water shortage, a problem Agriculture Minister Maria Panayotou described as decades in the making. To address the shortfall, the government plans to expand desalination capacity. Panayotou outlined a series of projects, including at least 3 mobile desalination units already in use, 2 permanent facilities expected by 2029, and a total of 7 units planned for completion by summer 2026. That wraps up today's episode of The Greek Current. Thanks for tuning in.